the Gemara says in Daf Matas Amud Aleph that Yisrael Shama Levin Levi Kur Maisa Yish Rabbi Yadi. Ben Levi Rashai Lasa Lasa Chumas Maisa Malkam Acher. The Ben Levi is able to make a Chumas Maisa Malkam Acher. And the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from here that a Matan Muetis, he can't be Chayzer, and for that reason he can make a Chumas Maisa Malkam Acher. But the Pella is factory showing him that how could the Ben Levi make a Chumas Maisa Malkam Acher? The Maisa wasn't Zeichene yet. It's not his. How could you be make a Chumas Maisa if you don't have Bailus over it, if it's not yours? If you don't have a kid in it, it's not Shaykh to make a Chuma. So what's up, Shad? He could make a Chumas Maisa Malkam Acher. And the two main truths I'm given in the Rishonim, one Teres they say is that we're talking about Makir Kahuna. And Makir Kahuna, it's considered his, and therefore he's able to make it Chumma Maisar Makam Acher. And the other Teres which is given is that it's like Garav from giving your friend Rishus to be tarim for you. So over here also he's able to do it, like giving Rishus to someone else to be tarim. And the Ktsais in Simon Reish Dal is very bothered with both Teres. And the first Teres he says is Shrem Rimanashach, because if Makir Kahuna is a Kenyan, then he can't be arrived from here to Matan Muetis. Over here, you're already kaina. If Makir Kahuna is not a Kenyan, then Harikush Ladukta, you don't own it. So how could you make a Chumas Maisim? And the second Teretz, to say that it's all gar from giving Rishus to your friend to be Tarim, it is gar, because over there, you're giving Rishus to be Tarim your own stuff. Over here, it doesn't belong to you yet. So how could you give him Rishus to be Tarim? It's not clear how that Teretz helps. We might have shot these both Teretz and don't seem to work out. And the Ktsais himself says a chiddush. He wants to answer al piyah yisayid from Blazin Mitz. Blazin Mitz says that if a person sees a kikar shel hefka and he's makdish it, the hektish is chal, even though he doesn't. That's how he learns pshat in the Gemara Nedarim with Afla Medal. Even though he doesn't own it yet, it's not his. But being that he could be zeichen it, being that he has the ability to be zeichen it, to be yada to be zeicher, so he could be makdish it now, even though he wasn't zeichen it yet. So he says that you see from there that you could be makdish a davar that is be yada to be zeicher, even though you weren't zeichen it yet. So over here also, even though it's not his yet, but being that it's biyada to be zaycha, because it's we're talking about a case where he's not going to be chayzer, because matan wetis and yachal lachzer, so that makes enough biyada that he could be zaycha in it now, and he could make it chumas meiser, even though he was not zaycha in it. Yeah, that's what he wants to say pshat over here, which is a chiddush, as the Mikvega points out. Mikvega says that l'chayr tzan tzushal, because what the Gemara means over there is that once he's zaycha in it, then it's not going to become hektish from the time that he made the hektish, and it's not a problem davar shobal ilam, being that it's biyada to be zeichen it, but before you're zeichen it, about it's not going to become hektish. And over here, the Gemara is mashma that it becomes chumas meiser right away. So that lechayr is not a tzushtel to what we're saying over here. They're able to make a bichal mamish right away to become chumas meiser. It seems to be the Ktsais understands not like that. He understands that being that it's biyada, he gives you a shtickle by the sun. He can even make it bichal now, and who then he can make a chumas meiser already at this point.